Hello, I'm Melissa Long here at the CNN Center in Atlanta on this Friday. Here's a look at some of the stories happening now in the news. Positive vibes from Iran. The country's foreign minister says he expects progress in tomorrow's nuclear talks with U.S. participation. Undersecretary of State William Burns will sit in on a meeting in Geneva with a European Union delegation and Iran's chief nuclear negotiator. Washington says Burns will not negotiate with Iran. His presence there signals a shift in White House policy. Senator John McCain is promising auto workers he'll give them a hand if he's elected president. The Republican presidential candidate told GM employees today he's committed to making their all-electric car, the Volt, a success. It will debut in 2010. Senator McCain says electric cars can help America achieve energy independence. Senator Barack Obama is preparing for his first overseas trip since locking up the Democratic presidential nomination. His campaign confirms he will visit Jordan, Israel, Germany, France, and England. Obama has pledged he will go to Iraq and Afghanistan before the November election. The campaign isn't saying if those countries will be on his itinerary during this trip. McCain has traveled to Latin America, Canada, Europe, and the Middle East since March. New pictures to share with you of a growing disaster in southern Taiwan. At least 7 people are dead after a tropical storm slammed into the island. In the past 24 hours, a storm dumped up to 44 inches of rain, overwhelming the sewers, flooding homes, washing away vehicles and victims. Right now, more than 600,000 people have no clean water. And people all over the U.S. are watching the new Batman film, and many of them, as you can see, came dressed for the part and came dressed for the movie. The Dark Knight had about 3,000 overnight showings in the U.S. USA Today gave that movie 4 stars and raved about Heath Ledger's performance as the Joker. It is expected to make as much as $130 million this opening weekend. And again, those are the headlines making news at this hour on this Friday. Do stay with CNN for more on these stories or other news of the day.